Okay, so today I'm going to speak about those who are learning Daf Yomi. This is Minyan de Yoma, about Kiddush before Shabbos, you know. So, and what's the locha of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes, looks for the source, the Mosifim Yichol Ala Kodesh. Minalim desan b'chavish b'kotze tishbos v'bekiva omer einu tzorach lomer chavish v'kotze shel shviyish shekvar nema sot chalot tizwa ele chavish shel erev shviyish hanichnas le shviyish v'kotze shel shviyish hayotzi lemotze shviyish v'bishmol omer mea chavish ma chavish v'shus av kotze v'shus yotze ksir ha'oimer shum mitzvah v'bishmol mosif mechal ha'kotz minalim nafkalei meditanya v'nisim v'stav shel shechem v'tisho yochel v'tisho tamalom v'erev Ibe'erev Yochem Yishetechshach Tamaloma Betisha Ha'ketzed Maschim Mis'anam Ibe'od Yom V'lamet Shemasifu Michol Ala Kodesh Enli Ela B'knisoso B'tziyoso Minayin Tamaloma Shabbatchen Ha'ketzed Komokrim Shiyesh Bo Shvus Mosifu Michol Ala Kodesh. So that's the Lashon Gemara. Those are looking for the sources from Mosifu Michol Ala Kodesh, Toysa Shabbos, Toysa Yontavi, that's learned from Chok Tanoimi, that's learned from Shemitah, Shvius, what's learned from Yom Kippur, because it says Batisha V'chid, right? So now, in terms of this halacha of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, so I heard from the Rav, he said in Tosfos and Psochim, that's machloikas v'shonim, how we interpret Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. Does Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif become an integral part of the Kedushas Hayom? Oh no, the Tosfos Shabbos is only a prelude to Shabbos or Yontif. There's an Issa Melacha. Do the mitzvahs Hayom apply during the period of Tosfos? So Tosfos at the beginning of Avim Psachim says that why does it say that you know Lo Yochel Ad Shetechshach? So the Rimi Kuvel answers that it said Dafka Gabi Matzah, not by other Shabbos and Yontif, because you have to wait Ad Shetechshach, because it says Kedesani B'Tosefta. I'm reading the Rimi Kuvel B'Tosefta HaPesach Matzah Umara Iskisu LePesach Aval Suda Shabbos Yom Tov Matzi Ochleim Yibel Yom Kidamah Perak Tfilas Hashacha. That's the sugi we had this week in Daf Yomi, Mispalat Odom Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos V'Omer Kiddush Hayom Mi'Od Yom. So the Rebbe Kuvel says that you, the reason it has to say Ad Shetechshach, because since there's a hekesh of matzah to the mitzvah of matzah to the mitzvah of Pesach, and Pesach it says Balayla Zer, so therefore, that's why matzah has to be in dafka balayla, and it can't be eaten by yom, even with the loch of Tosefis. And the Rebbe Yehuda tirets afilu iba ina gabe shabbos yom tovim ad shetechshach hocha itzrich lemishne de oslo shminim de afaka de shchitas pesachim iba yom enu ne echel iba yom kishar kotchim. So the Rebbe Yehuda gives a different answer, because we would have thought this, just to tell me that korban pesach is nechel, not like all shlom that can be nechel by yom, that it has to be nechel dafka b'layla. But he doesn't give the Rebbe Kuvel's answer. Why is that? So the Rav said that the machloek is between the Rebbe Kuvel and Rebbe Yehuda is about this issue. What's the nature of Tosefos Yontif? Because according to the Rebbe Kuvel, were it not for the Gzeiros HaKosov, you could have eaten matzah even during the period of Tosefos. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, because the Rimi Kuvel holds that becomes part of the Gufa, part of the Kedushas Hayom, even for mitzvahs, not only just for Issa Melacha. Of course, the Issa, Issa is only an Issa Asay, even if it's assumed to be the Eraisa. It's not believed for Shabbos, you wouldn't be Chayv Koros, or in Yontif, you wouldn't get Malkus during the period of Tosefos. But it is part of the Kedushas Hayom, and therefore the mitzvahs hayom apply. And according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, quoted in Tosfos, that's not the case. It's a separate halacha that there's an issur melacha before, and you have to be nizer for melacha, but not that the kedushas hayom for all mitzvahs applies. So this shaila also comes up in a Tosfos and Ksubas and Daf Mem Zayin. not going to go for higher. But Tosfos says that the mitzvah simcha doesn't apply during the period of Tosefta, even though it's also b'malacha, but the mitzvah simcha doesn't apply. This is, so you see, Tosfos would hold not like the Rebbe Yehuda, not like the Rebbe Kuvel, because according to the Rebbe Kuvel, if all the mitzvahs hayom apply, then simcha should also apply, right? The Ravi would always quote, there's a tshuva, the Meshav Dova. Somebody asked in the tziv, the shaila was, a woman lit candles, Erev Yontif, and then she got a telegram of Shmuel that a Korov died. So is that Shmuel considered Shmuel Besocha Regel, or is it a Shmuel Kodem Regel? Nafkamina is when, in, you know, in the 10 minutes before Yontif, when Yontif comes in, will Yontif be Mvato Yavelis? Or would you see that the Yontif already started, so it's like you get a Shmuel B'tocha Regel, then you have to wait till when? Till after Yontif to be no Yikshiva. So when the Siv said, this should depend on whether Mitzvah Simcha applies during that time. Because if that which is Mevatel Avelus, as Tosfos says, is the Mitzvah Simcha. So if the Mitzvah Simcha already applies during Tosefes, Yontif, from the time that she was Mekabel Yontif when she lit the candles, so it's Besocha Regel, so she'd have to be Noeg the Shiva after Yontif. But if you say that Simcha didn't apply yet, so then when Yontif comes in 10 minutes later, it'll be Mevatel the Avelis. That's what the Netziv says. So the question is this: if you hold that the Mitzvahs Hayom don't apply yet, right, like the Tosfos and Ksubas, not like the Rimu Kuvel, so what do you do with the sugya in Brachas that the person can make Kiddush Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif? What says the Vav? You'd be misbalin and you'd say Kiddush Erev Yontif. Why is that different than the Mitzvah Simcha? The Tosfos says doesn't apply. So if you look in the Rambam is, when it speaks about Kiddush, it's in Perek Chav Tes, Aloch Yud Alef. The Rambam says, Yesh lo la'odim l'kaddish ala kos, Erev Shabbos mi ba'od yom, af api shlo nichnasu ha-shabbos, v'chein mavdil ala kos mi ba'od yom, af api shadayin hi shabbos, she mitzis chire l'omra ben b'shas knisoso v'tiyoso, ben kodim l'shozo kima'at. So Rambam says that you can make Kiddush a little bit before. We don't know exactly what the ma'at is. Let's assume it's after Plag HaMincha, or maybe it's a half hour before. We don't, you know, the Ram doesn't tell us what the number is. Now, on what basis can you make that Kiddush before Shabbos? Because there's a question with the Rambam in general holds for Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tosfos also says that Tosefus Erev Yom Kippur is only Be'inui. And the Rav HaMagid says, but Gabi Melocha, there's no halacha of Tosefus at all. Neither Yom Kippur nor on Shabbos. The mitzvah is only, that drush is only as relates to the mitzvah's Inui and the Tainus. And that's why by Yom Kippur, the Ram says Masel Lotzum Lasanas, and he doesn't mention at all the Loch of Tosefa Shabbos in Hilchas Shabbos. He only mentions in Yom Kippur, and any of the Lachem Mishnah looks for Makarios for the Ram for this. So, and the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim also interprets the Ram that there's no Tosefus Midirais at all. So the question is this, according to the Ram. If that's so, how does a person make Kiddush? How does Moshe say that you can make Kiddush Erev Shabbos? The Ram doesn't have Tosefus Shabbos. So by making Kiddush Erev Shabbos, it's the Yom Chol. How is he making Kiddush then? Um, I should mention the Rav thought in the Rambam. I mean, that even though the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah tosefis midiraisa, but there is. But if he's makabel it, that it's chal. But others say in the Goyin's mashal it's not chal at all. So how do you explain the loch of tosefis? How do you explain? Excuse me, that you can make kiddush, right? And it's a mafurish daf yomi, so nothing could be more, right? It's mamish like a pasuk. So, being facetious. Okay. So this is what I'm thinking, that the halacha, according to the Rambam, of making Kiddush Erev Shabbos, that Gemara and Brochus, is not based on Tosfos Shabbos at all. Because the Rambam doesn't mention Tosfos Shabbos, and the Rambam could be that the Rambam doesn't even have the institution of Tosfos Shabbos. That's what the Goyin and many hold. Certainly not Midiraisa. And you see it from the Rambam, because the Rambam says, he says, Yeshlo l'odlon kaddish ala kos erev Shabbos mi b'od yom, afa pishlo nichnas al Shabbos, v'chein mavdil ala kos mi b'od yom, afa pishlo dayin hi Shabbos. So you see it's not based, v'chein, he can make kiddush before Shabbos, right? And he can be mavdil on Shabbos, but before Shabbos is over. You see it's not based on the loch of Tosefis. Otherwise, there's no comparison between Havdalah. So you see that the Rambam holds that Kiddush can be made even before Shabbos comes in, even on a Yom Chol. So I thought that, and the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Socha and Mitzvah Lamed Av also explains the Rambam like this, that you can make Kiddush, the Rambam holds that Kiddush can be made before Shabbos. And I thought the Hezbollah Dvarim is because the mitzvah of Zohar is really can be fulfilled, it's the entire week. Why women, for example, Rashi quotes in the mitzvah of Zohar on Chumash, he says, Tnu lev lisko tomeris yom ha-shabbos, she'im nizdamim lo chelek yofa mazminu l'shabbos. Right? And that's midosha shol shamei hazaken. That more quotes in Beitza. Amu olav al shamei hazaken kol yomav haya ochel lechavet Shabbos. Ketzud matzah behemenor omen tezul lechavet Shabbos. Lamocha matzah cheres nohemenu meniach hashnir vaochel es harishona. Aval hila hazaken mida cheres haisabo kol masiv hayu l'shem shemayim shenema baruch Hashem yom yom yamas lanu. So, the Ramban and Chumash, right, is bothered how it is that Rashi on Zohar quotes Shammai as opposed to the opinion of Hillel. Hillel, Mida Cheres, I suppose, he didn't necessarily, but the answer is that Hillel doesn't disagree fundamentally with Shammai. He holds also that the mitzvah schira can be niskayim before Shabbos comes. So he says, Mida Acheres, he has the bitachon and so on, that you don't have to set it aside for the first day. He assumes it's going to come. But it doesn't be so fundamentally disagree with Shammai that schira is even beginning of the day. Like what we do, when we say Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. Why do we say Hayom Yom? That may be because that's a kiyum in Zochas Yom Shabbos Lakatsho. You know, there's a shaila about what about when on Yontif, right? Do we say Yom Yom Rishon? Do we say because on Yontif they didn't say this one. They said the Vim said the shira of Yontif, but we still say Aminig is. I mean, the Goyim used to say whatever the shira was that they used to say on that day. But why do we say it? Even though that's not what they say, because we're saying because it's a kiyum of Zochas. Because even Hillel agrees to that. So maybe that's why, even though the Rambam doesn't have a loch of Tosefes, Yontif, but there's a key of saying Kiddush even a little bit before. So the Ran interprets that the reason Rav used to daven before Shabbos or say Kiddush before was based on Tosefes Shabbos. But I just want to say the Ran doesn't fundamentally necessarily disagree with the Rambam. Just he thinks if there's no Tosef, it's not because the Tosefus Shabbos is the Mechayev. It could have been Chal even before Shabbos. But if there's no Tosefus, the Kiddush that you're making Yom Chol, Erev Shabbos, is not Metzuv to the Shabbos. But it's not because he thinks that the Tosefus, it's the Kedushas HaYom of Tosefus that's Mechayev. Just you need the Tosefus to be Mitzarev to the Shabbos. So it's for Enfer also what Tosefus holds that Mitzvah Simcha doesn't apply on Yontif. So why does Kiddush apply during the period of Tosefus? And Ichnami, Kiddush is different because Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lakatcho begins even before. But you need the, like the Rai needs the Tosefus to be Mitzarev to the Shabbos. So, somebody once pointed out to me, Rabbi Krauss, or Mordechai Krauss, from Levocha, he said, if you look in the Tosis HaRosh, in Brochus there, he says, the Rav Tzolish Shabbos Erev Shabbos, or Mikabel Lov Shabbos Mibo Jom. So you see that he thought it was based on Tosefus Shabbos. But the Rosh also says, Omer Kedusha Al HaKos, Ve'enu Omer, and so on, Kesal Kedai Mishum, the Kedusha Min HaTorahu, right? So you see that even though the Rosh says that it's based on what? You need Tosefus, like the Ran says, not like the Rambam, but he says it's because it doesn't say Zochas Yom HaShabbos Bishabbos. It just says Zochas Yom HaShabbos, so therefore it's Niskayim even before the Shabbos. So what is it needed to Tosefus for? That's only to Mimitzaref the what? The Kiddush to the Shabbos itself. So I'm just going to close with this. I once heard from the Rav, he said the whole Yotzachi about this, that Kiddush, there are two halachas in Kiddush. One halach of Kiddush is to say divrei shevach about the Shabbos. But there's another halach of Kiddush, another kiyum within the Kiddush, that even Kiddush, even though Shabbos is kavur v'oymid, right, m'sheshi may be racist, as opposed to to Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh, that you need Kiddush Bezdin, and the Rav said Kiddush Bezdin is only the instrumentality, but it's really Klai Yisrael that's Mekadesh, the Yontif. Right? That's how the Rav explained the halacha al pi acheshbon. Maybe that will do another time. But the Kiddush, but Kiddush is Mekadesh, even though Shabbos is Kavu anyhow, but it adds a different, another Chalois Kedusha by saying Kiddush. Right? And the one who says this is the Ramban. Aval Rabbeinu O Bo Medrash, the Ramban in Yisro, Mimilas Lakacho, Shinikadish also Keinin Shinema, Vikidashtem Shnasa Hamishim Shana. Shayaton Kiddush Bezin, Lama Beyova Makudish Makudos, Afkan Sivish Niskas Yom HaShabbos Bekotchenu also. So you see that there's a Chalois Kedusha. I think Rabbi Shechter gave a moshul once when Rav said this. He said that it's like you have, if you hold by Pchor, Pchor is Kodesh Mirechem, but still there's a Mitzvah Lakdisho, even though it's, but there's a that Mitzvah Lakdisho, there's a Chalois Kedusha, because there's Hatfasa based on that. So there is a Chalois Kedusha on the Shabbos also by saying Kiddush. And the Rav added, as I recall, he said like this, you know, there's a difficult Yerushalmi. I don't know if it's difficult, but the Yerushalmi is a Chiddush. The Yerushalmi says, we know that, what's the bracha that we say in davening for Shabbos? We say, Mekadesh, Bruchat Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. And on Yontif, what do we say? Mekadesh Yisrov Azmanim. So, and the Gemara says, why Mekadesh Ein Chais Mishnaim, two motifs in one bracha? So the Gemara interprets what Mekadesh Azman means what? Mekadesh Yisrov, the Mekadesh, you know, Kadesh Baruch is Mekadesh Klai Yisrov, and they're the ones from Mekadesh. The Rav brought that as a Rayos. You see, it's really the Klai Yisrov is the Mekadesh. Bezdin is only the Shluchim, so to speak. They're the ones who represent Klai Yisrov. So that's why on Yontif, on Shabbos, we don't say it. But the Yushami says on Yontif, also you say Mekadesh Yisrov, the Hasmanim. Okay, on Shabbos, you also say Mekadesh Yisrov, the Yom HaShabbos. The Yushami, what do you mean? It's it's called Kavur Ma'od. So the Rav said, no, because Klai Yisrael also adds by saying Kiddush and so on, and observing the Shabbos, adds another dimension to Shabbos. With this is good also, we say, Eilam O'Day Hashem Asher Tikru Hosem B'mo Adam. And what do we start with? You know, we mentioned Shabbos. You see that Shabbos is also one of the Moadei Hashem, because there is also this. There's a dual dimension to Shabbos, and that's so. The Rambam's opinion is by saying Kiddush. Now coming back to the Rambam, before Shabbos Ma'at, even though it's not on Shabbos, you're adding this dimension of Kedusha to the Shabbos, and you're by being Miyachid the Shabbos and being Mekadosh the Shabbos, and that's why according to the Rambam you can say Kiddush even without Tosefes before Shabbos. I wrote this Shtickel Torah up once. The Rav saw it, I think Julie Byrne, and he liked it very much. He said, it's a good Shtickel Torah. Okay.
Which
Stern Rachot
is it? Which Stern Rachot, I think, is it?